don't know about you all, but what I do know is about myself, and I have been in the sauce, in the wetness of the emotions for the rare blue supermoon, the biggest full moon of 2023. And could you feel it, Christy?
Absolutely. Yes.
It's been working itself up into an oblivion with me. It's like, are you ready for some truth bombs? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because it did. It set me down and was like, focus. And I was like, yes, Amasa, I will focus. And I did. And I did. So we worked the third eye, the sixth chakra in the chakra system, located in the center of the brow bone. And it's kind of your witness, it's your intuition, it's your pineal gland. It's your connection between the physical and the spiritual. It gives you true sight. And I notice within myself, it enhances my clairaudience when I focus and I clear my third eye. Clairaudience is one of the first thing that is I can't not hear. Kind of a thing is the best way for me to represent it. I cannot. Not here. Like, I can, it's everything. So with that comes the color indigo for the sixth chakra. It represents deep inner knowing and wisdom. And your third eye is kind of like your sixth sense. Right? Like the movie, The Sixth Sense. Isn't that a movie?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's got Bruce Willis and that kid. I see dead people.
Oh, yeah. Why weren't we been whispering all night?
That was like, fun though.
It was fun.
We went to Kitchen Lake. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, but if we go down by the water, we gotta be quiet because people are down there fishing. And then Papi Chulo down there fishing. We had a whole photo shoot tonight.
We did. It was fun.
It was a fun photo shoot. Brooke really embodied her gift. Okay, listen, Gracie, we're trying to record a podcast.
She's like, I'm trying to go to
sleep. She was like, I'm trying to go to sleep, and y'all talking and cackling. Look at her looking back at us. Uh-huh. Talking about cackling. Well, she went outside scatting under the full moon. I mean, who can blame her, right? Right. She just wanted to go experience what was popping out there. She came back with a quickness. She was like, okay, listen, the crazies are out, Mom. We're not doing this. It was funny. She did come back pretty quick, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
And, I mean, she usually scats for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
she came back pretty quick.
She came back.
So, what does a block chakra look like? For me, it's lack of clarity, mm-hmm. Focus. You may feel lost. Might have a feeling of being stuck.
Ugh.
Yeah. And only seeing a small portion or, like, not the whole view of...
Just seeing, like, your projection.
Yes. Ugh. And eye strain, headaches... migraines, dizziness, just hearing issues, anxiety, confusion, insomnia, nightmares. Those are all signs of a blocked, you know, third eye. And I can resonate with some of those because I know, like, I get like this little tension headache in the middle of my, pineal,
yeah. So like your brow bone in the very center, mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's where you're holding it. Like I'm watching you. Yeah. I know that feeling. I know that headache.
So, but yeah, And what are the things that might help to unblock the third eye? Well, probably be some yoga, some meditation, some mantras, some affirmations.
Yes. I like that 440 hertz.
Oh, yes.
Girl. That's my impression of 440 hertz. If y'all are wondering what that was. When it comes to yoga, is there any, like, specific poses or anything?
You can do, like, the child's pose or, like, the eagle pose.
The dolphin pose, right?
Mm-hmm. Oof. Yeah. So, I normally just look on YouTube and
find you a good video.
Find me a good video.
Heck yeah.
To do, like, some yoga at home for the third eye, but usually my favorite one is doing the child's pose.
Yeah,
that's a really good one because it helps ground and it really helps just to kind of lay there and focus,
mellow yourself back out, clear the fucking thoughts. Excuse my language, but man, that just comes out sometime because them thoughts be tricky when you start thinking about them.
Yes, for sure.
You try to deep dive, but you end up creating webs. Man, that's been something I've been working on a lot during my third eye. It's like, stop creating these webs of thinking on the one thought that was supposed to flow right the fuck out of your head.
I know.
Ugh. And then you got that moon just yanking and pulling and tugging on you. It gets you, but you know, I think I'm very thankful. No, I think I am. I am thankful for this time right now, the work being done, and being able to like crystallize the vision, using my third eye to truly like hone in on the vision questing.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a super, I think, big goal I was setting out to accomplish with all of this. And so some crystals that I would suggest using would be the moonstone, a clear quartz, black obsidian, turquoise, and black tourmaline. I live for black obsidian and I live for black tourmaline. Those stay in the bra strapped up. That's my line of defense. You know those memes where you see like a big old like muscly person, like what I think my black tourmaline is doing for me? That's for real.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
I normally have the clear quartz and a black obsidian. Sometimes I have black tourmaline too.
And amethyst too. That's one that use for the third eye. And I stay strapped up with the amethyst wrapped crystal that you made me while we sit here and admire it.
They're pretty.
It's so pretty, you guys. I'll post pictures so y'all can look at them. So, tonight was a lot of fun. What was your favorite part about tonight on our adventure to Kitchen Lake?
Well, you know, it's always karaoke for me in the car.
24
so karat it's like magic. When we pulled up to the, what was it? Where, to
Kitchen
the,
Lake?
To the kitchen, like, you know, you pulled up and then it's like, the moon is just like so beautiful and like, you know, it's like a golden color. And, you know, you pulled up and you're like, got Bruno Mars playing 24 Magic in the air. It's like, oh yeah, okay.
And we're singing to the moon.
Yeah, we're singing to the moon. And that was one of my favorite parts, getting there. And you know, too, just walking down to the dock where everyone was fishing and just admiring the moon, how beautiful and big it was. It was taking the pictures and it's just bonding time, so.
Yeah.
I loved it. I'm glad that we got it out and went.
I know. I'm glad we don't talk ourselves out of it and we actually followed through and went and had that experience.
It was so beautiful.
It was. I think that spot was perfect. The turtle. Get out of here.
Like, oh, yes. I was going to say what turtle, but oh, yeah, I remember now. Yes, that was, yes, the turtle was so nice, especially how it was just, like, aligned with the moon.
Yes.
It was just beautiful.
It was perfect.
It was perfect. And then all the everyone else having dinner and some dates, I was like, oh.
It was precious, y'all. Y'all don't even know.
I was like, one day I'm going to bring my future husband.
I'm going to bring my girlfriend, my boyfriend here. Sit outside and look at the moon, the beautiful full moon.
It was so romantic.
That was precious, the couple.
It was.
To the couple that was out at Kitchen Lake, if you ever hear my podcast, y'all were so cute. Oh, my goodness. Like, aww. Hand in hand. And then they opened up the hatchback of the car and set in it. Facing the moon?
Yes. And then they were having snacks.
Just being so romantic.
That was so romantic.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
It was fun night, though. It was fun night.
It was a fun night. And I think we definitely deserved it. I think we focus so much on what we need to heal and, like, setting consciously with ourselves. And sometimes we forget to pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, you're doing good job. Mm. You're doing some really high vibrational shit here. Like,
yeah.
Can you see that? Can you, like, pat yourself on the back a little bit? Stop being so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for that reminder.
Absolutely. I needed it.
Yeah.
I needed it because I focused so intently on all the things. You know, doing a podcast with your cat, my cat, all up in the mix has been very tricky. She has dipped and dived into the ashes. Definitely tried to clear out the pipe, licking it. I mean,
She's having a good old time.
She is basking in the plant medicine right now. She's like, I wish someone would come around. She looks like she's about to fall off of the ottoman. No, just dig your claws into it. It's fine.
She's gotten so big.
She's happy. She has a stable home.
She's grown. She's grown.
She's got a stable home. She's eating. She gets that special treat like twice a week. The canned goodness.
Boy, it's just when you got her, she was just so, she was a lot smaller, you know, and I look at her now and I'm like, yeah, she's grown.
She, you know what? Here's the deal. Grace tried to be crazy one time and not come home for 24 hours.
I remember that.
Okay, I about lost my shit.
You did. You did. No, you did.
Oh my God, I know I did. I know I did. I was like, listen, Grace, this is now. You can't leave. Now I can't let you outside as much because, well, and she was trying to bring fleas up in this house, and I wasn't trying to have that either.
And then, remember when you thought it was not her? You thought it was a neighbor's? We were stalking the neighbors.
I was like, there's no way this is Grace. This cat is awful and mean. This has to be a different blue Russian. Or Russian blue, whatever it's called. A Grace. A fake Grace. I was like, it's a skinwalker.
Uh-huh.
I was like, fuck it.
And I'm over here looking at her like, what's wrong with you?
Hey, because listen, she was acting so weird. She like attacked my hand and bit me and was like hissing at me, and I'm like,
she's mad at you for something.
But for why? There was no rhyme or reason. She just came in being a dick. was like, calm down, Gracie Lou Freebush. Calm it on down.
Yeah. She was tripping there for a little bit.
She was. That's why, you know, sometimes I be using my intuition. Like, my radar is going off. This ain't my cat. This is a scale mugger. It was a something. Something was going on with this girl.
She just decided to come back. She was like, all right, then, let's switch homes again.
She was like, hold on. Sorry, I had some work to do in the spirit world. I had to put my shadow forefront. Uh-huh. Hey, Grace, same. I be feeling that sometimes. I get it. I was just talking about that today, kind of like how, like, I was road raging today. Full? Yeah, I mean, like, I don't get crazy and, like, swerve and do all the pointing and cussing and flipping. No, I road rage, like, internally, or I just speak out loud.
Okay.
Like, what in the motherfuck is this stupid motherfucker doing? Like, I did that today. And I'm usually like, I gotta think happy thoughts, and I gotta see these happy trees, and I gotta listen to classical music on my way home because it helps keep me centered and balanced. But today, on the full moon, I chose to not listen to classical music and try to maneuver myself through it just by myself. And it just, you know, I learned at that point in time I couldn't probably talk on the phone and try to drive through traffic. I should probably get off the phone and focus on my driving. Like, sorry, gotta go, bye-bye. And I have to focus because I'm about to cuss these people out. That's what I chose today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I chose peace for tonight, though.
I'm glad you did, too.
Yeah. Me, too. So, when you think about, like, intuition, how do you build your relationship with your intuition? Like, what do you do?
What do I do? I meditate.
Yeah.
I meditate, and silence, and I ask for guidance and for clarity, and then when I start receiving the signs, then I'm like, oh, okay, I trust my intuition. I knew I was right. So just, you know, yeah, I meditate every single morning. I get up, and not every single morning, but majority of the time, like a lot of my time, I do get up. And one of my favorite things to do is to go and walk and wake up with the and watch the sunrise.
Yeah.
And so I sit there, and there's a park where I go. Mm-hmm. There's a bench, and I sit there and I meditate on the sun and just allow myself to feel and focus.
Yeah. Receive your light codes from the sun.
before everyone wakes up.
Yeah.
Not everyone, because I'm sure a lot of people are still waking up, but like,
not everyone's waking up at 4:44 in the morning, Christy. You're like, okay, universe, I see you, I feel you.
Yeah. And it, now, like, since my screen, you know, my phone, my screen has been messing up on my, like, it's really dim, and uh-huh. I've already tried to like fix it, and it won't brighten up. So when I wake up in the middle of the night, you know, I'm like, oh man, I can't even see that. So I've been trying to go back to sleep,
mm-hmm.
but I'm still curious what time it is.
I need to know.
And I got to find my glasses so I can see.
You got to start putting your glasses on your nightstand. Or
I just talk to Siri.
You just ask her to tell you what's up.
Yeah. But
that's smart. I mean, that's good. I just don't even think to do that.
I'd be like, hey, Siri, I'll be all sleeping. What time is it?
Oh, hey, girl.
Before it was Alexa. Now it's just Siri because my Alexa broke. But
your Alexa was... Listen, communicating with other realms and other dimensions.
Yeah, she had to go night-night for a little while because...
She need to.
She was, Yeah, she was coming on randomly.
She was being nosy.
She was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, they've been listening.
We know. We know what's up.
So what do you like to do?
So I like to vision quest. That's how I can strengthen my inner knowing. When it comes to my intuition, that is something that I just trust. Yeah. I don't second guess it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, I used to second guess myself a lot, but I found that here lately, I'm like, I'm just going to trust my intuition. It's what's for me will be for me, and what's not, it's, and that's okay.
Yes. And the thing is like, we've noticed, like, when we just trust our intuition, exactly what we knew literally plays out in front of us, how we synced it mm-hmm. in our third eye. Like, in our intuition told us, our gut told us, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
This is the truth. Or when someone tells you something and it's definitely a lie, our intuition tells us right then and there, that's a lie.
Yeah. Okay. And then, yeah, like, I don't even want to hear it anymore.
But okay, yes. I've had those speaking
scenarios here lately, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's just it. Like, mm-hmm. we already knew what the answer was, no matter if someone told us or didn't tell us or lied or didn't lie. We already knew.
Yeah.
We trusted what our gut told us. And mm-hmm. it ended up being the correct scenario. Exactly what we thought. Mm-hmm. Exactly what we knew. And so I think that just reinforces that we have been really trying to center and see what resonates with us, what feels right to us. We're always going to come up mm-hmm. on the latter side of that. We observe too much to not.
Yeah. To not know.
Yeah. If my intuition doesn't tell me observing how you're responding or reacting to whatever we're talking about mm-hmm. is enough for me to know.
Yes, me too. And that's one of the lessons that I feel like I've learned during the challenge
mm-hmm.
is being more like observing of those things.
Yeah, not what we want them to be, rather what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really devalue our intuition when we are projecting what we want something or someone to be onto them or the situation.
Yeah.
When we finally just recognize using our intuition, using that ability to what is happening, we already know how the whole motherfucker is going to play out.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've seen it, so.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun.
Right.
Or the moon. Right. This crazy full moon. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah. One thing that I really noticed during the third eye was my ability to really vision quest. It was like I could feel, like, in my heart, that like my knowing that this was the creation,
mm-hmm.
what we've been planning,
mm-hmm.
to truly see it and then feel like we have that same exact vision.
Right?
It's so wild.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane to me.
It is insane. It's insane to have that. And to be able to share that with you. But I mean, it's insane, but beautiful at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's really cool to experience that. To me, what mm-hmm. cool is like not even the word that I'm looking for. But it is what I can't even think of the word. It's just really nice. It's refreshing. to be able to do something like this with somebody, and we can literally sit there and talk, and it's like, and this, and this, and this, and it's, yes, I see it, and this, and, oh, this would be so beautiful, and
mm-hmm.
never taking away from one's vision and building onto the collective idea of what our vision is and making it so unique but alike that we create it mm-hmm. together.
Yeah.
And I think it's like what we've been working towards through the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels all the feels to be able to know that's what we want to do, take the time to talk consciously about it and try to manifest and create it, putting ourselves in the direction, always keeping our eye out for a place and a location for our idea and our dream.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, remembering that there are people that are investors, you know, remembering that we have to put conscious thought in what we need for our vision.
Right.
And doing it together.
I'm super excited about it.
Me too. True.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, we are going to wrap up this show. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
You're a gem.
Thank you.
I had so much fun taking pictures.
I had so much fun too. Thank you.
Being girly. All the feels when we get to be girly together, and our divine feminine, our sacred feminine being, our essence is just radiating under the beautiful, psychotic full moon. It was nice.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Everyone?
Everyone?
Stay grounded.
Stay grounded. Stay lifted. Stay blessed.
Stay happy, stay joyful.
You are whole.
And you are whole. And always trust
your intuition. Cackle, cackle, cackle. All right, guys, we love you so much. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight under this beautiful full moon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Join us next week for the final chakra, the seventh chakra, the crown. We look forward to hanging out with you guys next week. Love you. Bye.